for us today. $1.25 buys a copy of God's Word. And when the service is over today, we will have guys at every door, so you cannot escape without going past us. So, Gideons, let's stop at those doors. We'll have an open Bible. We would appreciate your helping to purchase Bibles to put in people's hands that they might have him in their heart. Today, a brother of ours has come all the way from Ghana, Africa, to be with us. His name is Israel Akuaku. Close. And he doesn't speak Arkansan. So, listen very closely.
Howdy. Howdy, y'all. Can we all do this together? Matthew chapter 24, reading from verse 12 through 14. Ready, go. And because lawlessness will be increased, the love of many will grow cold. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. A Gideon had a company in Ghana, and one of his secretaries is a Muslim young lady, a married Muslim young lady. So one day after work, he passed on one of these testaments to the young lady and asked her to read it. So the young lady took the testament home, started reading the testament, and then he saw her husband coming. Her husband had just returned from pilgrimage from Mecca, Saudi Arabia. So when he saw the husband coming, she threw the testament under their bed. Anytime the husband is not around, she'll go and fetch the testament and read. One day, the husband was looking for something under the bed and chanced upon this testament. He also opened the testament, started reading, and then heard the wife calling, "Honey," and then he threw the testament under the bed. And so for 6 months, when one of them is not around, one will hide and go and fetch the testament and read. When he sees that the other is coming, throw the testament under the bed. And then after 6 months, they couldn't hold it anymore. The Holy Spirit started working on their heart. And so the man called the wife and said, "How will you take it if I decide to be a Christian today?" And the wife said, "What are you saying? How will you also take it if I tell you that I'm already a Christian?" Today they are worshiping in one of the Bible-believing churches in Ghana. Greetings from home. The Gideons International are an association of Christian business and professional men. Our single objective is to win others for the Lord Jesus Christ. And we do that by printing Bibles, distributing them in schools and colleges. We have Bibles that we send to hospitals, Bibles that we send to prisons and jails. We have Bibles that we give to security services, the police, the custom, the fire stations so that people will come to know the living God. We also do what we call one-on-one evangelism at least once a week. The Gideons go out there and talk to anybody that the Lord opens the door for them. And our work is that we want people to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And so for the past 1 year, we've distributed 94 million Bibles across the whole world. The Gideon are organized in 201 countries, including possessions and territories across the whole world. In fact, Gideon's International is the largest supplier of Bibles in the entire world today. And I'm here to thank you for your offerings and your support and your prayers for the Gideon's International. As the Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 12 through to 14, for there is no distinction between Jew and the Greek. The same Lord is Lord over all of them, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how are they to call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching to them? If you continue, he says, how will they hear if someone is not sent to them? And then it concluded in the verse 15 by saying that how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news of glad tidings. And so we are called by the living God to take the word to the unreached generations in the whole world. As we preach in Matthew, as we read in Matthew 24, 12 to 14, it says, this message must go through the whole universe before the end comes. And all signs in the world today shows that the end is approaching. There's a move of God in all parts of the world. Africa is a very huge continent, bigger in size, full of hope, the youngest continent in terms of age in the whole universe. The churches are being flocked by young people, praising the Lord, jumping and shouting across the continent. Many souls are being won. I was one of those souls. I was born into a very poor, small country village, and I was surrounded by rich people, and I was poor, and I descended this, so I started smoking marijuana. I started drinking. I remember beating my fair girl's friend, and she was rushed to the hospital. The police were looking for me to arrest me. My mother has gone to listen to an evangelist. And then that year I was born, somehow the devil wanted to destroy my life. I went to play soccer. We call it football. And my leg got broken. Whilst I was lying down in pain, somebody handed me a testament printed in the United States of America. They should have amputated my leg. But I started reading that testament. I told my mom, Mom, if your Jesus will heal me, I will go to church. And yes, the Lord Jesus healed me. My leg was not cut off. Within 3 months, I could walk again. And I gave my heart to Jesus Christ, and I walked to my mother's church, and I surrendered my hand, and I was baptized. Amen. Today, I am here telling you that the Lord is doing new things in the life of people. And that I'm here to give you hope that God is still doing new things, even in the United States of America. There is a revival coming. Amen. You may not see it, but the wind is blowing. So this morning, we need your prayers. as the Gideons go all over the world, passing out testaments, telling people about the love of Jesus Christ, getting people saved, we need your prayer support. The second reason why I am here is that as you pray for us, we want you to join the Gideons. This is because it is one of the most divine ministry that you can find in the world. I think the oldest Christian association formed in 1908. We are over 118 years now, I guess over 100 years. And the oldest Christian association founded in the United States, and we are all over the world. You can sign up and become a member of the Gideons, you and your wife. And then we will entrust you with the Bibles. You can go to the schools, the hospitals, the prisons, the highways, and the jails. You can go to the orphanages, and you can turn people for the Lord Jesus Christ. The harvest is still plentiful. And the workers are few. And so the Lord is looking out for people who are ready. I joined the Gideons when I was a sergeant in the police service. Sometimes I wear the uniform and walk from school to school with my gun hand on me, talking to people about the Lord Jesus Christ. So people tease me that I have been arrested by the Holy Spirit. You know, cops arrest people, but here is a cop who has been arrested by the Holy Spirit. So we can do that. I happened to visit a restaurant. I come from a coastal area where the River Volta enters the sea. A lot of holidaymakers, a lot of tourism. I happened to go to a restaurant to have something to drink because I was trying to open a camp and I was contacting pastors about the Gideon ministry. And in the coconut grove, I saw these young people making out in the coconut grove, kissing themselves in the coconut grove. So I walked to them and I told them, will you spare me 10 minutes of your time for me to tell you, 10 minutes of your kissing time for me to talk to you about somebody who changed my life? They say, sure. 10 minutes is not enough. You can have some time. Within 8 minutes, they all gave their life to Jesus Christ. And so I told them, you can go and continue your kissing. They said, no, you have to baptize us right here. That is what the Lord can do. Keeping changing the hearts of people. We go to the military, pass on testaments to them, even as they prepare for their missions. And many, many souls are saved for the Lord Jesus Christ. As you give today, it means you are supplying the word of God. And we will carry the Bibles to all the institutions and the corners possible. And many, many people will be reached for Christ. The Lord is speaking to your heart that you can also be a soul winner. If you here can decide that today you can bring just one soul to this church, just one. The whole of the 12 months, just bring one soul to church. How the joy will be in heaven. Because when one soul is saved, the whole universe becomes happy. And not the universe alone. Heaven becomes happy. The Lord himself becomes happy that one single soul is saved. And so from a very small town in Africa, I am here to challenge you that from today up to next year, July, bring one single soul to this wonderful church. Go out there into the woods. Go out there into the ghettos. Go out there into the institutions. touch the heart of somebody, speak about Jesus Christ to somebody, because God is ready if we are ready. Praise the Lord. In Africa, there's a lot of voodooism, idol worshiping, people worshiping things made by hands. People worship animal bones and what have you. People have shrines that they pour libation and worship all those things. And all those souls have to be saved. So when you give for a Bible or a testament like this to be printed, you are turning people's hearts to the living God. You are saving souls. You may not be able to go on missions. You may not be able to go to where I come from. But your prayers and your support will make sure that souls are saved for the Lord Jesus Christ. Even a lot of people from this country and other parts get themselves initiated into voodooism. So we have to do evangelism or personal witnessing even in our own Jerusalem. And then when we are able to turn people's heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, we will be able to give hope to people. As you can see, there are places in Africa where we have a voodoo market where people buy animal bones and human bones and use them as protection. And so a lot of work is yet to be done. The harvest is indeed plentiful. The fields are white. And the Lord is looking for people who will go out there and do the harvesting. I believe God is speaking to your heart this morning that when you get out here, you will speak the Lord's word to somebody who has not yet known the Lord Jesus Christ. We are the people the Lord has chosen, and we must go out there to turn people's heart for the Lord. People get themselves tattooed, come to Africa and get black medicine put into their bodies. They believe that these things will protect them from gunshots or knife cuts. But our message will let people know that there is no other God than our Lord Jesus Christ. Will you shout an amen for that?
Amen.
Well, when a Pentecostal is speaking, he wants amen and shouting and things like that. So forgive me if I ask you to speak, to shout amen. Amen.
Amen.
There is much corruption in Africa, and it's only the word of God that can change the heart of people. And so our involvement will do that. Terrorism is all over the world. Even you've experienced some in the United States of America. It takes the word of God to do that. I am involved in reaching out to Muslims. That is my passion. That's what I do most. Going to their communities, going to their schools, speaking to even their leaders, telling them the love of Jesus Christ. Those guys do not have peace. They don't have the joy that we have. And it behooves on us to reach out to them. And so your prayers, your involvement, and your money can do that. And that is what the Gideons are doing. A lot of rebel groups in Africa trying to turn governments down and trying to Islamize Africa. But your support can help us do that. These wonderful Christian girls in Christian Mission Senior High Schools were kidnapped and were taken to the forest and got themselves married to these jihadists. And thank the United States of America for sending military down to my country. And then we did a joint rescue operation. And some of these young girls were rescued. But then some of them has already gotten themselves pregnant to the jihadists. And so we have a lot of work to do across the whole world. Souls are perishing. And the Lord is calling upon us to do his will. The war in Syria is still raging on, and we need to do more for people to know. Churches and cars are being burned down, and we can do more. Christian villages are being massacred and people are dying, and we can do more. Jihadists are regrouping, and we can do more. But Africa is turning round. The wave of Africa, research has shown that in the next 10, 20 years, Africa's sub of the Sahara will be the largest Christian community in the world. And we will start sending missionaries across the whole world. So get ready, let us tune together, and we will do that. Because never in the history of Christianity is Africa growing in Christianity today. Today, if you go to my country, Ghana, a lot of young people are in the churches, praising God and singing hallelujah to the living God. There is good news from Africa. The economies of Africa is improving because souls have been saved. Because righteousness exalts a nation. The media may not agree, but United States of America is strong because of Christians like you. The media may deny that, but it is the Lord Jesus Christ that keeps a nation. Abdul Rahman robbed a bank and he was jailed. And when he was jailed, he was doing drugs in jail. He was using the Gideon Bible to package marijuana and sell in jail. And then the lady from the Gideons went to the prisons, spoke to them and gave them testaments. Abdul Rahman had in mind that he wanted to destroy the testament. But that night, the Lord appeared to him in his dream. And then in the morning, he packed all the drugs and went to the commander's office and said, I have an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. I repented. Today, Abdul Rahman is working as a security man in the bank that he robbed. He spent 17 years in jail before he had an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. One testament that he read, what a mighty God that we serve. A woman going to the prison, preaching to the prisoners, and it touched the heart of a hardened criminal. And he was released from prison. What about Salama to Muhammad? She received a testament in an Islamic senior high school. And she was kicked out of the school because she gave her heart to Jesus Christ. She went back to her single parents, and then she called out, we should start praying for her. That is why there is power in your prayers. We started praying for her, and then she started growing in the things of God. She had a lot of beatings and persecution from her brothers. But later, when she challenged them that she is a Christian, she is a virgin, and her reports are good, and she compared herself to some of her sisters, they stopped beating her. I made the journey to meet Salama to Muhammad, and today she has completed college, and she's speaking Christ to her people in an Islamic community just because one testament landed in her hand. And now she is an example in a whole entire community. What a mighty God we serve. God is doing wonders across the whole world. And miracles are still happening across the whole world. Even as I speak to you now, if you have some challenges in your life, you have a sickness or you have something that is bothering and happening to your heart, and something that is challenging you, I pray that by the time I leave this place and back to Africa, you will be healed. The Lord is going to restore you back. He is a mighty God. I tell people in America, in Africa, we live by faith and we live by miracles. We go through life through miracles and by faith, because we see miracles every day. And I bring miracle to you tonight, this morning, that God will touch you so mightily that when we close from church today, your life will never be the same again. You will be anointed to do exploits in the kingdom of God. You go out there and lay hand on people, and they will be restored. You will speak the word, and mighty things will happen, because the Holy Spirit is in you. Jesus has never changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Will you say an amen to that?
Amen.
Smith was doing drugs. He is an anchor man with drug traffickers and drug users. Smith came from a very rich family, highly educated. The father is a deacon in Assemblies of God Church. But Smith ended up stealing the jewels of the pastor's wife. Smith has been arrested 35 times by the police. And Smith has become a dangerous criminal in Ghana. One night, Smith took too much drugs and alcohol, and he passed off in front of a church. Early in the morning, he was lying down in pain, in his own vomit, and in death. One of the deacons chanced on the premises of the church, and then they took Smith to a drug rehab center. Now, that drug rehab center has a very wonderful way of treating people. All they do is that in the morning, you will read the scriptures. You will pray, and you will take your breakfast. Between breakfast and lunchtime, you read the scriptures, you pray, you relax, and then you take your lunch. Between lunch and dinner, you read your scriptures, you pray, and you relax. Between 3 months to 6 months, they are miraculously healed. All the withdrawal symptoms go away. And 5 months in the life of Smith, he was delivered. Today, Smith is in the Bible school to become a pastor. And guess what? That drug rehab center called the Chosen Rehab Center uses the Gideon Bible. There is power in the word of God. And that word of God is in you. And so you carry power. You are a dynamite as you sit down listening to me. I know you say this African is trying to put charisma in us. The word of God is true. And it is a living testimony. I am a living testimony. Hallelujah. The Gideon Bible goes across the continent of Africa and many, many people. We went to an Islamic senior high school with some Americans, and we were giving our testament. We approached the school authorities and they say, you will never be able to give Bibles here. It took us 35 minutes to convince the school authorities that you can come here and give us scriptures. And so we told them, okay, let's have a deal. We will park our car and we will show the scriptures, we'll show the testament, and we'll call them to come for it. If they come for it, that is fine. If they refused, okay. So good deal. They agreed. So we position our car in the way so that even if they attack us, we can run away. He who wins souls is wise. And so we started calling the students, come, this is life. It is, the price is free, but the reward is life. This is the word of God. You cannot get joy in any other thing except the word of God. The students came. Though the first group who came went out and called all the students to come and receive testaments. That day we had stampede, and Teddy and some of these Gideons from the United States of America were crying, their tears flowing down their eyes. They were saying, we've never seen this thing before. Muslim girls receiving testament in the presence of their teachers, and they were not bothered. What a mighty God, what a salvation message. In Ghana is one of the countries that Islam is not growing. Because we have purposed in our hearts that we will catch the children young. And thank you for singing for these young children here, because you are catching them young. They will grow and they will not depart from it. Hallelujah. I want to end by speaking to you about Teddy. Teddy had a scholarship to study in Russia, to study medicine. But the message didn't come to him early, so he was 2 weeks late. But he had his visa already. And so he decided to go. And at the airport, when he was worried, contemplating just whether he should go or not, the mother walked to him and gave him the testament. And they say, "My son, if you go to Russia and things become very, very difficult, just open this book, read God's plan for your life. Be on your knees and pray to him. He will touch you." Because Teddy wanted to please the mother, he reluctantly took the testament away. He got to Russia, and then it turned out that they don't want him because he was late. He checked into a hotel, opened the testament, read and accepted Jesus Christ, and he saw the face of God. He went back to the school authorities and they said, well, we have a deal for you. If you are able to cope up with everything, if you are able to pass your papers in the first semester, then you can be a medical student. It turned out that Dr. Teddy Avotri turned out to be one of the best students for that year. Today, he owns his own hospital in Ghana. And any time the Gideons visit the hospital, he will pull out that Old Testament. He will tell them, "This is what has made me who I am today." And so as you contemplate about giving today, about praying for us today, and about joining this wonderful ministry, consider the souls that are being won. You will love the Gideon ministry. It is the ministry that I have seen the most humble people on earth. A ministry that people do not boast. They just do the will of God. And the joy of seeing souls going to heaven is something that you can't put a price on it. So we are challenging ourselves this morning that the Lord will use us. If God can use me, he can use you. Because I was a nobody. Somebody that the police were looking for to arrest me and jail me. But I turned out to become a police officer. How God can change a nobody? Somebody that is supposed to be jailed became a police officer. And so God can use all of us. May the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. As we step out from this wonderful auditorium, I know the anointing is upon you. And you can do exploits. Can we all read this together? If you can see it clearly, let's do it together. Ready, go. "For if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yes, woe is me if I do not preach the gospel." This is the word of God in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16. And I will let us to sing this song, which is a mighty challenge to us. Those of you who are good in playing the guitar and everything, it is a wonderful song, and we will all sing it to the glory of God. And then I will challenge you that just give to the glory of God, and the Lord will make a mighty touch on your heart, and your life will never be the same. Hallelujah. Hark the voice of Jesus. Hark the voice of Jesus calling, who will go and work today. Fields are white and harvest waiting, who will bear the sheaves are we. Loud and long the Master calls you, rich reward he offers free. Oh, will I so gladly say, here am I, send me, if you can. Not speak like angels, if you can not preach like Paul, you can tell the love of Jesus, you can see he died for all. If you cannot rouse the wicked with the judgment dress alarms, you can lead the little children to the Savior's waiting arm. If you cannot be a watchman standing high on Zion's wall, pointing out the path to heaven, offering life and peace to all. With your prayers and with your bounties, you can do what God demands. You can be like faithful Aaron, holding up the prophet's arm. Let not hear you idly saying, there is nothing I can do. While the multitudes are dying and the master calls for you, take the task he gives you gladly. Let his work your pleasure be. Answer quickly when he calls you, here am I, send me. Thank you for this privilege. May God richly bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen.